Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use starts now. This is the broadcast for October 5th in the year of our Lord, 2015. This is our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country in the traditions of our founders. It's incredibly simple. We use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide. We believe the inspired checks and balances put in place by the founders, absolutely brilliant, and the solutions to the problems we face. We don't want revolution, but we do want restoration. Restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Hope you had an absolutely fantastic weekend full of God, family, and country as I did. And a quick recap of Friday's broadcast. We got a lot to talk about today, so let's get after it. Brought to you by thepowermall.com. Do business with the good guys at thepowermall.com. We talked about the FBI chief, James B. Comey. He wants you to know that politics will not interfere with the inquiry, or inquiry, I should say, into the Hillary Clinton email scandal. Just so you know, politics won't enter there. Okay, James, thanks. What, it's not official until it's been denied, huh? All right, we talked about this professional lemon picker. This chick picked a bunch of lemons of Barack Obama for president a couple of times and more. How can we make America great again? An incredible columnist on Liberty Roundtable. His name is Kevin Blake. He wrote a great article. How can we make America great again? First, turn towards morality. Great point. He's involved in the Restore the Republic radio broadcast. We're working on adding him to Liberty News Radio, by the way. We also talked about Bill O'Reilly. Remember, I told you these main talk show hosts are scripted almost every word. I don't have a script in front of me for any show that I do, folks. Never. Couple of headlines, couple of bullet points or talking points or quotes from the mainstream press so that we can tell the tale of liberty everywhere. Other than that, there's no script. Well, anyway, Bill O'Reilly goes off script to send strong 15-word message to Obama after Barack's call for gun control, Fox News. So they blatantly say in their mainstream press headline now over at Fox, it was novel when Bill O'Reilly went off script for 15 words. Can you imagine? Sam sends radio interview request to Senators Rand Paul and Ted Cruz and hasn't heard a word back. Wow. Disappointing, huh? Rand Paul raised $2.5 million last quarter. Compared to the big boys, that's nothing. Except it's a lot of money. Just think what we could do in the media with $2.5 million, huh? Data breach at Experian hits 15 million. T-Mobile customers, that's a tragedy. We also finished up with the not raising hogs business. That was hour one. Hour two, guest Richard Mack, CSPOA.org. We talked about this Oregon sheriff will not glorify mass killing by naming the gunman. Good for him. Douglas County, Oregon sheriff. He's currently leading the latest shooting response. He wrote, they say, an anti-gun control letter. That's not true, though. We at the CSPOA received the letter. It's not anti-gun control. It is pro your right to keep and bear arms, though. And it is in keeping with the law, I remind you. More lies from the bogus lamestream press about that, huh? Oregon shooting prompts new calls for stricter, quote, gun laws. The gunman, they say, singled out Christians, told him they would see God in 1 second. All right, well, he's going to see somebody soon, too. Army vet shot 7 times trying to save others. And we run around and say vets shouldn't have guns, huh? Gun-free campuses, ladies and gentlemen, are the problem. They only had one unarmed security guard who was even there. Oregon school shooting, they say, is the 41st school shooting this year. Wow. ATF officer, the guy's name is Mark Delpit. I guess he went to a game, his son's football game, and he snapped. He pulls gun on innocent bystanders, according to the Free Thought Project. Wow. Crazy. ATF agents pulling guns. Maybe ATF agents should be disarmed, huh? 5-year-old boy snatched from nursery and beheaded in a satanistic witchcraft ritual. Wow. Vegan protesters storm steakhouse. Shout at customers. That's a recap of the broadcast that took place on Wednesday. Bottom line, we rounded out the hour with Sam talking about solutions when it relates to guns. I think we ought to have more armed people, more places. If somebody could have shot back, it would have been stopped. Turns out that it took the cops about 5-6 minutes to get to the Oregon shooting, and then they started firing back right away. Why does it take us to wait for the police to shoot back to stop the criminal? Why couldn't a good, honest, law-abiding citizen trained to keep and bear arms, why couldn't they have stopped it much, much, much sooner? And to those who say we don't need guns, well, then why do the cops need guns to stop this guy? And if we had guns sooner, couldn't a good law-abiding citizen do what the cops did and stop him before he ever got started, and or stop him soon after he got started and saved many lives? It's interesting how they say we don't need guns, right? But yet they bring guns to stop the problem. The cops do, don't they? All right. That's the recap. This half hour is brought to you by your scientifically backed vigor test. How would you like to have more energy in your life? All right. Take the test. Learn more with natural healing and health solutions. You can improve your energy levels. Get a hold of Kurt to take the test. That's Kurt at LibertyRoundtable.com. 801-669-2211. Hi, Lowell.
Good morning, Sam. How are you?
Good. Lowell Nelson with us, campaignforliberty.org. And we got a bunch of things. First off, there's political leadership schools going on. You got a report from one and then one coming up, right?
That's right. That's right, Sam. Excuse me. We had one in Sandy, Utah on Saturday, September 19th. That was 2 weeks ago. Well over 24 political activists from all over the state met and discussed great ideas about how to become more effective as political activists, how to get the politicians to do what you want them to do, which in our case is, you know, to follow the Constitution, vote against taxes, and so forth. We discussed the real nature of politics. We discussed the biggest lie in politics. We talk about working effectively at the Capitol and in our own communities. Talked about how to build groups and how to put pressure on our legislators. It was an excellent all-day event. Went from 9 to 5, 5:30. And our next one and last one for this year is coming up in Ogden, Saturday, October 17. So that's just 2 weeks from yesterday. You can register for this school online at campaignforliberty.org. Just click the image of the United States, then click the image of Utah, and you will find there a link to the Ogden School. Just click that link and sign up. The early bird price is $40 for the whole day of incredible instruction. And after the early bird deadline passes, the cost will go to $50. And so this is not just for Utahns. If you live out of state but live close enough to come, please sign up and join us. The instructor will be an instructor out of national headquarters. Every one that I've been to, and I've attended probably a dozen of these, every single instructor is fantastic, brings his own wealth of knowledge and experience, teaches the fundamentals, the basics. Why I like to call it a political boot camp or politics 101. Fantastic school, way to get informed, way to be more effective as a political activist. If you are not today a political activist, then you will really benefit a ton from this training. And if you've had this training before, but it's been a year or two, please come again and you will double your effectiveness as a political activist.
And it's interesting when we talk about, these are small classes, 24 people met, and their goal was to learn how to be more effective in persuading politicians to do what they swore an oath to do. What's that, you may ask? To secure the blessings of life, liberty, and property. And I guess Joe Neville taught 4 primary ways to get that done, right?
He sure did, Sam. And those are the topics I mentioned earlier, the real nature of politics. Basically, you know, that we talk about what the nature of a politician and what they respond to and what they ignore, what they want you to do to make you go away. How you can be more effective as an activist in getting your politician to do what you want him to do, which is, as you said, to protect life, liberty, and property. So we talk about the real nature of politics. We talk about the biggest lie in politics, how to work effectively at the Capitol and in your community, and then also how to build a group, how to choose battles that are worth fighting, and how to engage other, your fellow citizens, your fellow neighbors, in a fight for liberty.
All right, quick pause. The real nature of politics, why just educating people alone won't result in change. We'll talk about it. Liberty Roundtable Live with Lil Nelson, campaignforliberty.org.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
If you want to experience the great outdoors in comfort and style, then you need products from Teton Sports. For any of your camping, hiking, or outdoor needs, Teton Sports has top-of-the-line products for any adventure. Our sturdy and lightweight Wilderness 55 backpack has a built-in rainfly and plenty of compartments and pockets, perfect for hiking the mountains or a weekend camping trip. And our zero-degree sleeping bag features Superloft Elite 4-channel hollow fiber insulation for warmth, as well as right and left side zippers to let you zip two Teton bags together. With an adjustable mummy hood and interior storage pockets, our sleeping bags are the best on the market. Teton Sports is all you need for any outdoor adventure. Look for Teton Sports products at Amazon.com, Sportsman Warehouse, or Wholesale Sports. And next time you're preparing for an adventure, think of Teton Sports.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureEffect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureEffect Ultra today by visiting PureEffectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Sam Bushman, Kirk Crosby, Lil Nelson, campaignforliberty.org. We're talking about these incredible training schools. Okay? We're talking about how to work effectively at the Capitol to get a bill sponsored despite the leadership's stumbling blocks. We're talking about the biggest lie in politics and how the political class uses your convictions against you. That's an interesting point to make, Lil. People don't understand this. They're playing you like a fiddle. Your convictions are doing you damage. How do you fix it? What do you do?
Well, ultimately, Sam, you need to run somebody for a seat in for whom you have great support, great enthusiastic support, what they do. It's like voting between Stalin and Lenin, for example. Who do you vote for, Joseph Stalin or Lenin? Or who do you vote for between McCain and Obama? I mean, those are two bad choices. And so, you know, they say, well, you have to vote for the man of your party, right? You have to vote for your party guy. Well, that's not true. And so the real solution is to get people into office and into the race that you can support, who are truly worthy of our support. You know, it takes effort. It takes money. It takes volunteers. And yet we have seen this time and time again. When you do that, when you accomplish that, when you get good people running who have the support of their neighbors and fellow citizens, then good things happen. We have not had a tax increase in our city of Highland since 2008, Sam. That's over 7 years. And there are other cities around the country who are doing this. There are other congressional districts. Justin Amash in the U.S. House, for instance, he has that seat nailed down, and he is voting with the Constitution over and over again. He's not the only one. There are other good people, still a minority, certainly, but every time we put our nose to the grindstone, we get somebody who's electable, who has the right principles, and who has the support of his fellow citizens. He runs the race, and he wins the race. You know, some people just like to have cop out and believe that the elections are totally rigged, but I'm here to tell you that they're not all totally rigged. And you can get good people in, good county commissioners, good members of the city council. There are great people running for municipal office this fall. Early ballots come out this month, and then, of course, we vote at the general election day, first Tuesday in November. And so please get out and find out who the liberty-leaning, the liberty-loving candidates are, and give them your support. Obviously, Campaign for Liberty can neither support or oppose any candidate for office, because we're a 501c4 organization, but our individual members can and should get out, find out who to support, and then throw your support behind those liberty-loving candidates who will do well in office to protect life, liberty, and property.
All right, the Political Leadership School, ladies and gentlemen, they had one a couple weeks ago. Another one's coming up, exposing the biggest lie in politics and how you can work effectively to make a difference. Okay, you can learn how to put pressure on legislators. Anyway, this group is coming back on October 17th in a couple of weeks to Ogden, Utah. Now, you can register for the school online at campaignforliberty.org. Just click the image of the United States. Click the image of Utah. Click the Ogden link, and then you can sign up. The cost will be $50. Sign up today. It's the Foundation for Applied Conservative Leadership, the ACFL. And by the way, they're having more schools than ever this year. It's happening all over the nation. So you can click on your state in the map there, too, on campaignforliberty.org, and get involved. It's tremendous educational training about how to really make a difference. A lot of people believe it can't be done, but I disagree. It can be done. The problem is, in the past, we've just not had good, honest, constitutional patriots on the ground. There hasn't been enough of us. And that's one thing I give Ron Paul significant credit for. He realized in 2008 that there was just no infrastructure on the ground. And man, for the last 7-plus years, they've been building one. Now, I know this isn't tied necessarily to Ron Paul when he was running. The Campaign for Liberty is not interested in candidates per se. They're interested in principles, and they're not tied to any candidates either. The Foundation for Applied Conservative Leadership, similar idea. They want to teach correct principles, let the people govern themselves. And you know what? It's obvious to see who's who once you understand the principles. It's obvious also to advocate for those who will make a difference. And what we need is more and more Americans doing just that. CampaignForLiberty.org. Check out the Foundation for Applied Conservative Leadership. They're having more schools all across the country this year. And you also have a report, Lowell, from the Utah Republican Central Committee meeting Not only did you go to this school a couple weeks ago, but you blasted over to the Utah Republican Central Committee meeting right after that, right?
Right. The good news is that they were just across the freeway from one another, so I was able to meet and greet people there at the school as they arrived, and we got the class started and so forth. And then I just went across the street under the freeway and over to the Central Committee meeting of the Utah Republican Party. I'm a member of that committee. They call it the governing body of the Republican Party. We meet on a quarterly basis, and the primary purpose of our meeting there 2 weeks ago was to hammer out the rules which would govern our delegation with regard to the National Convention of 2016, which has the responsibility of selecting nominees for the office of President of the United States. So it was a weighty meeting, weighty matter. we were hopeful that we could make some significant changes to the process, and we did make some. We were successful in some respects in accomplishing that. To explain what changes we made, you need to understand that prior to that meeting, Utah was what we call a winner-take-all state, which means that the winner of our presidential preference primary would get 100% of our delegates. So, that kind of made sense, I guess, in 2012 when we had a favorite son, Mitt Romney, when he ran in Utah, got, well over 90% of the vote. And so, we gave him 100% of our delegates at convention there. But it turns out that's not a really good model to follow when you have so many candidates in the race, and particularly when you don't have a favorite son in the state, because your voters are going to be split among the various candidates in the race. And you've got Rand Paul and Ted Cruz and Trump and Fiorina and Huckabee. I mean, it's a long list, well over a dozen candidates. Now, I would expect that list will get shorter as next year approaches, but it's a pretty long list right now, and so even if someone like Trump got a third of the vote, like 33, 35, 37% of our vote, under the rules that were in place in 2012, he would have got 100% of our national delegates bound to him and bound to vote for him on the first ballot at the national convention, and that just simply isn't fair. What that means is that two-thirds of the people did not vote for that person, and therefore it made no sense to us to give him 100% of our delegates. So that part of the rule we did change.
So there again, hold on, there again, attending, getting organized, and getting involved made the difference. Is it a 100% win? No. Is it significant? Absolutely. Can we push for more? Without a doubt, and we will.
Absolutely, Sam.
All right, hang tight. Quick pause. Coming right back at you, ladies and gentlemen. We'll finish up on this Utah meeting. And then there was a report, too, from the Ezra Taft Benson Society event. It was a dinner and speakers and more. We'll tell you about it. Some cool stuff going on there, too. We got a lot to cover, baby. Hang tight.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
The word vigor is defined in the dictionary as health and strength in body and mind. Do you have enough health and strength in body and mind? Would you like to pursue life with passion? Would you like to know where you stand when it comes to your vigor score? That's right. There's a free scientific test you could take now that'll help you find out what your vigor score is. Then you can do things to improve that score. Did you know that? It's absolutely free, F-R-E-E free. All you got to do is get a hold of Kurt Crosby. You can do so, C-U-R-T, that's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. Or call Kurt at 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Would you like to learn about the scientifically proven vigor test? It's free. How would you like to improve your vigor score? Again, inexpensive solutions are available now. Call Kurt Crosby at 801-669-2211. Or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor score test today.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center. where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages. American Heritage School in American Fork.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Back with you live, Sam Bushman, Kirk Cosby, Lowell Nelson, campaignforliberty.org. So we're talking about this Utah Central Republican Committee meeting, and they got some of the rules changed. Significant progress. Is it enough? No. It's never enough, folks, until we restore the Republic in the tradition of our founders. However, there were some big gains had, and they only would have been, or they only are had, if you will, because good, honest people are getting involved, and that's the whole point. Lowell, any more updates on that, or should we move to the Ezra Taft Benson event?
Just one more aspect of that meeting, Sam. I've already mentioned the win we had, which was the proportional allocation of the delegates. Instead of the winner-take-all method, if no candidate gets over half of the vote in the presidential preference primary, then the national delegates will be allocated and bound to the candidates in proportion to their popularity among the voters, as long as those candidates got at least 15% of the vote. So if you had, you know, four candidates, you got 35 and 20 and 15 and 10, then basically 100% of the delegates would be allocated among those three candidates that got 35, 20, and 15, but none to the candidates got less than 15% of the vote. So it's still not as good as it could be, but it's significantly better than it was. The other thing we sought but failed to achieve was the use of a ranked choice ballot in our caucuses March 22nd of 2016, which is the night of the presidential preference primary in Utah. We had hoped to use a ranked choice ballot so that we could have instant runoff voting tabulation of the ballot, so that we could know who our candidate was going to be, but we don't have that. So basically, it's a traditional ballot, and hopefully the person who wins that race, who wins most of our votes, will also still be a candidate at the time the national convention rolls around in the spring of 2016, so that we can support the candidate for whom Utah voters voted. If that candidate happens to drop out, however, before the convention comes around, then our national delegates are going to be bound to a candidate who no longer is a candidate at the convention, and they will have to just make up their own minds and, you know, vote for whoever they want to vote for, because they won't have the direction of the voters as they would have had with a ranked choice ballot. So I view that as a loss, Sam. But nevertheless, we did make some gains in the meeting, as you said. And it was because, as you said, good people got involved, made a difference at that meeting, voted for the right things. And so, that's where we are today on Utah rules for the National Convention.
All right. Well, none of that would have happened unless good, honest people got involved. And we expect more as they continue to work. And what we ask is for your involvement, campaignforliberty.org, to learn more about what Lowell's doing, to get involved with him and or your representative in your state. Campaignforliberty.org. Click on your state to learn more and get in contact with your Campaign for Liberty leaders. Now, we also had a report, or we have a report from the Ezertab Benson Society annual meeting and dinner. A lot of speakers spoke at the event. Hans Anderson, talk show host, was one of them. Our good friend who happens to be a city council member in Orem, Utah currently, huh?
He was awesome, Sam, as you might expect. I had heard him talk about his experience on the grand jury in the 1980s.
Let's be clear, he was the leader of that grand jury, right?
He was the foreman, yes, he was. And, I've heard him talk about that experience before, but it has been years, since he talked about it. And so it was a lot of fun to sit there we had a wonderful dinner, and then we had these wonderful speakers talk, and Hans was one of them. But, yeah, he spent 18 months on the grand jury, and he was a foreman of the grand jury. And one by one, he was able to help them understand that wherever lawbreakers exist, it was the responsibility of the grand jury to bring them to account, for the laws that they broke. And so one of the things they did, as you know, Sam, is they indicted the Federal Reserve System. As you and I both know, that is not a government entity. That is a private group, quasi-governmental, I suppose.
It's a banking cartel, sir. They got indicted twice, and they even issued a subpoena. And all the judge did is said, hey, we got a runaway grand jury going on here. The judge should have been hauled and tossed in the clink.
Basically, he quashed the efforts of the grand jury, but it was an exciting time. A heady time for the grand jury to come along and indict the Federal Reserve and issue a subpoena to them.
But again, just imagine if you had groups like that doing that all over the country, sir.
That'd be fantastic. I mean, they issued a subpoena to get the same information that we are asking for in the audit of the Fed bills on a national level, and have been asking ever since, Ron Paul made it popular to audit the Fed in his campaign in 2007 and 2008. We have had a bill in Congress pass the House every cycle since then to audit the Fed. And, our efforts there will continue, because we are hopeful that we will actually get a vote in the Senate this cycle on that audit the Fed bill. But it's exciting to know Hans Anderson was involved in that 30, 40 years ago, Sam, in working to audit the Fed. The single biggest thing anybody could do to strike a blow against the tyranny, against the globalists, the money banking interest, would be to audit and then end the Fed.
Got to shut down dishonest money, ladies and gentlemen. You'll never have honesty with dishonest money greasing the skids for their dishonesty. Ben McClintock and Enoch Moore were also there too, right?
They were, both of them, in full color. They gave us an excellent presentation. It was 20 minutes long, and people wished that they had taken 40 minutes. They described the origin of modern secret combinations. And for those of you who've read the Book of Mormon, you know that the secret combinations is mentioned. The third most often frequently repeated topic in the Book of Mormon is secret combinations. Ben McClintock and Enoch Moore of Defending Utah described the origin of modern secret combinations, how they rose to power here in America, and how they have infiltrated our political structures here in Utah.
And for those who may not be familiar, let's just be clear. Secret combinations is another way to say conspiracies to destroy liberty.
Exactly right, Sam. And it's sobering, ever so sobering, when you realize that these secret combinations want power. They lust for power. They lust for money. And they are willing to ride roughshod over you and me roughshod over the rights of individuals, the rights to property, the rights to life. They don't care about children. They don't care about men and women. They don't care about hardly anything, Sam, except money and power. And they're willing to trash you and me and our rights in order to get what they want. That's what our secret combinations, that's what modern-day conspiracies do. And, you know, we see it in the pharmaceutical companies and their use and abuse of vaccines. This also was a, boy, I didn't even put that on the list.
The bottom line, though, is Americans can be informed and can put a stop to it with their activism. If they jealously guard their liberty, hey, you shine the light on that stuff, and pretty soon they don't have any way to grow and prosper. It turns out our good buddy, Dr. Scott Bradley, who joins us on the broadcast to PreserveTheNation.com on a monthly basis, I guess he was the master of ceremonies, huh?
He did a wonderful job, Sam. Introduced the speakers, told a few jokes in between, politically inspirational stories. Yeah, Scott's phenomenal, as you know, and he kept everybody there. I mean, it was a long evening when you thought about it. We got there like at 6:30 and had something to eat, maybe 6 o'clock. I don't remember, but even before we finished eating supper, we started listening to these marvelous speakers, and it went far into the evening. Probably got out of there 9:30, 10 o'clock at night. Boy, what a feast, though—a feast for the body and a feast for the mind.
And the desire, because when you hear stories of patriots, it sparks that desire to stand for liberty, which is what we need all around the country. Sheriff Richard Mack, speaking of that, had a lot of desire. He jumped on the Tom Woods radio podcast on Monday, September the 14th. They talked about state sovereignty, the 10th Amendment, and the state nullification of unwarranted federal action. You can listen to the podcast, TomWoods.com/489. And all I'm telling you is Tom Woods is a class act. He's a good guy.
Yeah, he sure is, Sam. And he has incredible reach. There are thousands and thousands of people who listen to Tom Woods' show, his podcast. And this was maybe the first time people got to hear about Prince versus U.S., which is Richard Mack's U.S. Supreme Court case. They did a great job talking about that case. And talking about the power of the sheriff in the county.
And we'll break it down further in seconds. Hang tight, Lowell Liberty Roundtable Live with Lowell Nelson, campaignforliberty.org on your radio.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Sam Bushman, Kirk Crosby, Lil Nelson, CampaignForLiberty.org. We're talking about episode 489, Tom Woods' podcast. Sheriff Richard Mack was on there. And it was an incredible discussion about the proper role of government and the prevention, I should say, of government overreach, Lil.
Well, I'll say, Sam, and you and I both know that the county sheriff, because he is the chief law enforcement officer in the county, that the federal government has no business encroaching on that jurisdiction and may not do so without the permission of the county sheriff. It's simply the fact, Sam, that two sovereigns cannot occupy the same space at the same time. And so either the sheriff is the chief law enforcement officer of the county or he's not. But if he is, and I believe he is, then the feds cannot be sovereign there, nor can, their agencies like the BLM or the BATF and stuff like that. I mean, they only exist where you've got a county sheriff who's so wimpy that he allows them to come in and ride roughshod over the citizens of that county. But if you have a county sheriff who understands his proper role, he will interpose himself between the reach and the tyranny of the federal government and the citizens who voted to and elected him to that office. That is the power of a constitutional sheriff. And, Richard Mack elucidated the various points of his case during this podcast for thousands of listeners, because Tom Woods does have quite a big number of people who listen to his podcast on a daily basis, not only in the United States, but outside of the United States. And I just think it was a marvelous opportunity in the introduction of the Sheriff Richard Mack case to a lot of people. A lot of them are young people, too, who listen to Tom Woods, who perhaps have never heard this particular Supreme Court case. Now, you and I both know, Sam, I'm not a huge fan of the U.S. Supreme Court, but occasionally they do make a correct decision, and we'll take our victories where we can get them and use this wherever possible to strengthen the 10th Amendment and to strengthen the backbone of legislatures across the nation against the tyranny of the federal government.
All right, there you go, ladies and gentlemen. An absolute valuable event there going on. I want to finish the broadcast, and I know we don't have enough time for this, Lowell, but I want to highlight two columns that have been written by Ron Paul, because I think these are critical. When we're going to fight for liberty, it's very hard to fight when you're in the middle of wars internationally all around the world, never-ending wars. And I think that's kind of one of the big battle points. We've got to get honest money. We've got to stop the war mentality if we want the Almighty's blessings.
One of the things I said over and over, Sam, is the unlimited source of wealth that the federal government has because of fractional reserve banking and fiat money, the fiat monetary system, it enables the federal government to poke its nose in everybody's business, both domestically and overseas. And you know, if you contrast that with the size and reach of government that would have to exist if the only payment of taxes, then the federal government would be one-thousandth of its current size. And its reach and its size would be so small in comparison to what it currently is. We would actually maybe even not notice that they exist. That would be a marvelous development, because then we wouldn't be involved in domestic issues, the welfare state, Ron Paul calls it, nor would we be involved in the warfare state, which is being involved in numerous wars overseas. We simply wouldn't have the cash available to support this foreign interventionism and the domestic welfareism that so characterizes our current foreign policy and our current domestic policies. That would be the single biggest blow to tyranny on the face of the planet, Sam, would be to audit the Fed and then to end the Fed, not allow our federal government to print unlimited amounts of money to fund their warfare and their welfare machine.
And that's kind of the real important point to understand, ladies and gentlemen, is if they didn't have dishonest money, they could never do what they're doing, not only on the war front when it comes to the war mentality, not only on the warfare and or welfare issues. I mean, just think how many things would be instantly changed because they were chained down with the Constitutional's honest money reality. Just think about that for a second. And I'm not so sure there's an issue that's bigger, Lowell.
There is no issue that's bigger, but someone once said that not one person in a thousand understands the real root cause of our problem. And I'm here to tell you, Sam, that is the root cause of our... I mean, once you get... I agree, you know, that greed and lust for power and so forth, those are the real root causes of the problems we face. But the thing that enables those vices to reign in the hearts and minds of evil conspiring men today is the fiat monetary system. And that would be the single biggest blow to tyranny, would be to undermine and then eliminate that fiat monetary system, that machine, and because, you know, and they will kill over it, I'm sure. I mean, they would defend their machine, but if we have enough people ganging up on them, enough votes in Congress, and enough people that would refuse to go along with their fiat monetary machine, then we could actually put an end to it. I mean, we started it in 1913. We could also end it in you know, this year, next year. I'm telling you, Sam, that if we have votes in Congress, we could end the Federal Reserve System. First step, however, is to audit the Fed. I think once we audit the Fed and people realize where their money is going, and then we would be able to generate enough anger among you, the citizens of this country, to then end the Fed. That's where this has got to go, or we don't have a prayer to stopping the madness that's going on, both domestically and in foreign policy.
And a lot of people, Lowell, would say we don't stand a chance anyway. This is just going to evolve into a war scenario internally in America. And my response is, you know what? That's no doubt possible. The founders talked about, you know what? Sometimes you got to sprinkle the tree of patriotism with the blood of patriots. I understand that, but we need to do all we can to prevent that. If we truly believe in God's law, we would try to do everything the peaceful way first, right? And when I hear people say, we've already tried that, Sam, but I come back and say, how come every real effort we try only has a few people at it then? We as a nation have not tried that at all. No doubt certain individuals have worked tirelessly. I get that. But I also get, until it becomes broad-based enough from enough Americans jealously caring about their liberty, we haven't done enough, sir.
Well, I go back to what happened in the 1700s, Sam. There was a revolution of ideas that preceded the Revolutionary War. Then this revolution of ideas was spawned by people like George Wythe, who founded George Wythe University in colonial America. And who attended his college, Sam? It was Thomas Jefferson, John Adams, people like them, who the people we revere as the founders today, many of them received their schooling at the feet of George Wythe, who spawned this revolution of ideas. Well, in my opinion, Sam, the same thing is happening today and has happened in the previous decade and is happening in this decade. Ron Paul was so effective at spreading the message of liberty, seven, 8 years ago, and also again in the 2011 and 12 presidential elections, that we have young people all over the country who are getting involved in Young Americans for Liberty, who are joining the Campaign for Liberty, who are joining conservative, liberty-minded movements all over the country, who are listening to Tom Wood's podcast, who are listening to this radio show, Sam, to you and Kurt, bringing hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use on a daily basis, every weekday of the week. And we are changing the mindset, Sam, of so many people across the nation. I run into them, not every day maybe, but every week, people whose ideas and whose thought processes have been changed forever because of this great effort, this revolution of ideas. And I'm here to tell you that I've never been more encouraged than now in the future prospects that we can change America, that we can restore the republic. It's up to us to do so, Sam, and I am not a fatalistic guy. I'm an optimistic guy. We cannot sit idly by and just say, well, it's too big. We can't do anything. The fix is in. We need to stand up, and we need one another. We need each other, and we need to take a stand for liberty against tyranny.
All right, let me make this very clear. Unless the people demand an end to the warfare state, the welfare state, and fiat money, our economy will continue to melt down and deteriorate until we have a crisis. Like Ron Paul, we believe that ending the Fed will be one of the single most significant blows to tyranny that we can be involved in. Ron Paul wrote a column, Congress Fiddles While the Economy Burns. Check it out, ladies and gentlemen. Get involved today. Lowell Nelson, we need 2 hours for you, my friend. Come back soon.
Thank you, Sam, for having me.
There he goes, Lowell Nelson. Always doing a good job. CampaignForLiberty.org. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live, and we will simply say it again. This nation shall endure.